BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Remember, if you hit subscribe, you'll get this podcast free and automatically each day. On this show, we spoke to Hernandez. He split up with his girlfriend. He's another of Chris's mates. Got a slight problem he wanted some help with. Also, can you beat Stupid Street? Lucy from Edinburgh took it on today. Last minute, Hugh plays Real or No Real. And because it's even more music month on Radio 1, brand new music from Sadossa.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, this is Scott. Justin Timberlake is next with Take Back the Night. I know Fern was mentioning this earlier. He did his live lounge last night in the building next door to this, next door to Radio 1, and it was incredible!
So I wasn't there. Did you have fun?
Oh, it was so good. I went with Sarah Cox, and also a couple of people from Radio 2 were there as well.
Dream Team.
I know. But it was really good. And he did like an hour, a lot of new songs, but also a good smattering of like the songs you want to hear as well.
Has he still got it?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean by that? Like, I don't mean looks or anything. I mean,
I think at first you don't think he has, and then it becomes quite clear quite soon that he really has.
Right.
Because he's not like dancing in all the time now. But when he gets into it, it's just amazing. Like, such a slick, produced a show that only kind of Americans can do. So good. Not I'm saying that the new stuff is bad. I'm just saying that you want to hear some hits, like with Lady Gaga
last week.
Like, she didn't do any old stuff at all, just all new stuff. But yeah. But we do need to shout out his backing dancer again.
Right, I didn't want to ask in case it was awkward because they weren't there. But
he was there.
It was him with that crazy backing dancer.
Yes.
He's got his own fan sites and everything.
Has he?
Yeah, he's huge. Like, wasn't that YouTube video of just the backing dancer? That ended up going viral.
I mean, his whole band are brilliant, but this guy, he's the big lad.
Yeah.
He was on fire last night. I mean, for pretty much most of the gig, my eyes were just on him.
That's the bad thing. In a way, I'd be slightly more excited about seeing him. Do you know what I mean? Because he's massive.
Brilliant.
And I mean that in a famous way, but also like the wild card of the group.
Can we find out what his name is?
Of course we can.
He needs more recognition.
People will know who he is, and he does. Oh, brilliant. So he was there, so we'll be able to see this.
Yeah, you'll be able to see it at the end of the month.
That's so cool.
On the Radio 1 website, obviously the whole thing was filmed. You'll be able to hear it on Radio 1 and you'll be able to see it as well.
It's not hard to find on YouTube. Justin Timberlake's £400 backup dancer. There's loads of videos.
I love him.
He's just amazing.
He should be at every gig.
No, he needs to go solo. He needs his own. He needs his own stage.
Right, just Google him, please. Other search engines are available and you can use them too. What a guy. Just so entertaining.
Legend.
Are you watching him now?
Yeah.
I know. I could watch him for hours.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know when you have nights out and then stuff comes back to you?
Okay.
Pretty sure that I promised Ollie Locke off of Made in Chelsea a job on the Radio 1 surgery last night.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
You're not allowed?
No, I have absolutely no authority to do that.
That's what you do, though, when you've had a couple.
I haven't. I didn't touch it last night.
You promised the world.
But I do seem to think that I did do that, and I don't know why. I think maybe a guest spot with Alad.
So did you bump into him last night?
Yeah, literally I was in like a pub just down the road from Radio 1.
And that song reminded you because that's the Made in Chelsea theme tune.
That's it.
I love how you roll.
No, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't in some posh bar. It was literally a grotty pub down the end of the road, and he was just in there.
Okay, so he came out to you, start conversation.
Hi, mate. Love him. Nice guy.
Elvino flows.
For him, yeah.
And then you promised him a job at Radio 1.
But I don't know. I don't think I promised him a job at Radio 1.
Ollie, you would be fantastic on Radio 1. I'm going to get you a job.
It wasn't like that. I think it was just a guest spot. I can't remember.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's going on, Chris?
I want to talk about one of my friends, if possible.
Oh, it's not Fernando again, is it?
No, it's not Fernando. And I also want to make it very clear that this is definitely one of my friends. It's not one of those situations where it's me, but it really is one of my friends.
Okay, go.
He's had a bit of a tricky time lately, and he recently split up from his girlfriend.
Oh.
which is unfortunate. Yeah. You know?
What happened?
I don't really want to go into too many details, but it just didn't work out. No.
Doesn't sometimes.
He probably wasn't the right bloke for her. But you know what? They hadn't been seeing each other for that long, him and this girlfriend. I mean, they'd been seeing each other, but it never got to the really serious... They didn't have a joint mortgage or anything like that.
Well, that is serious.
I mean, he lived with his flatmate, she lived with her flatmate.
Okay.
But you know how it is? They spent quite a lot of time together.
Hmm. I imagine a lot of stuff was at her house or vice versa.
Yeah, and because of work, it was easier for her to often stay at his, especially in the week.
Right.
Because it was closer, and it just ended up that became a bit of a base.
Yeah. So she was there quite a lot at his.
Yeah. I mean, it's his place, but she did move a few things in. Now, it's got to this awkward stage where they've been broken up for a couple of weeks, and she wants some of the stuff back.
Oh. Yeah, that would happen. From the drawer.
Yeah, from the drawer, and just because she needs it, it's useful. Some of the stuff might be personal. He doesn't want her around the flat, and she doesn't want to go to the flat.
Oh, okay. It's
a bit awkward, so they're meeting up at a neutral location later in the week, I believe.
And he's going to bring the stuff.
And he needs to bring some of this stuff. And we were talking about this in the pub last week. What exactly should he be packing in that bag?
Well, doesn't she just tell him what she wants?
Well, yeah, she's said a couple of things that she wants, but there were some things that he was saying, oh, I'm thinking of putting that. I was like, absolutely not. Don't do that. And then I said, well, I'll tell you what, how about you come on the radio show?
Yeah.
And you're not going to get a better forum than that.
Well, no, because loads of people have been in this situation, so they can help.
Mm. His first thought was no, absolutely not, because if it gets found out it's him,
yeah,
this could lead to complications.
What's your friend's name?
We're going to call him Hernandez for this, Scott.
Okay. And it's not you.
I promise you, okay, this is very different to Fernando's situation, okay? Before anyone gets angry or suspicious or anything, this has nothing to do with me. I've not broken up with anyone.
Why would they be suspicious about Fernando?
Okay.
He's another friend of yours.
There were question marks raised about that whole Fernando thing. We're not going to go into it.
Can we speak to Hernandez?
We're going to speak to Hernandez.
Yes.
I've convinced him to come on, okay? But we need to keep him anonymous.
How?
We're going to put him through a voice changer as well.
I love using the voice changer. No. Okay, let me set it up. Have you got his number?
I've got his number
right
here. Yeah.
Okay, we'll call him after this.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have we got Hernandez?
We've got Hernandez. Now, Scott, before we do this, can we both agree this voice changer's not going to break? There's not going to be any adjustments made to it. Hernandez needs to stay as Hernandez.
That's
okay?
Fine. I've got it down.
He needs to be anonymous for this.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi there.
I've made him high. Is that okay?
That's okay by me. Hernandez, just to prove that we're two different people, can you talk at the same time as me? Hello, hello, hello,
okay,
hello,
yeah,
hello,
I'm
hello.
All good. I'm here. I'm...
Okay.
Hi, Chris.
Right, so let's stop those rumours right away, because people are already saying that is me.
How are you, Hernandez?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
What have you been doing today?
Oh,
Scott.
I'm just messing with it. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay, Hernandez, so you're in the flat at the moment, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, what I want you to do is explain to Scott and everyone else some of the things that we were talking about in the pub that you're not sure whether you should pack or not for your ex-girlfriend.
Okay, well, got a few DVDs.
Oh, yeah, what are they?
Cool Runnings. It's a good film, actually.
Common sense.
Beauty and the Beast.
I think common sense with this one, Hernandez. Give her some of the DVDs, but keep the ones that you like, as long as she gets a few.
Right, so I've got some kitchen equipment, cutlery, three spoons.
Do people
need
cutlery back?
Did you buy it together? Why are you thinking the cutlery needs to go?
Well, we used to eat meals together.
It's a good point. Perhaps give us a token amount of the cutlery.
Yeah, there's one of those spoons with the little holes in it that you can get eggs out of water.
Oh, she'll want that
spoon. Yeah, okay, she can have that.
Maybe
I'm gonna keep the spatula.
What?
I'm gonna keep the spatula.
You do that. Maybe give her enough cutlery so she can, you know, eat meals with potentially another boyfriend.
One knife, one fork, one spoon. Slotted spoon as
you
well.
Didn't hear that.
Scott.
Okay.
What else?
Let me just have a rummage. Duvet cover. It's got sort of pink stripes. Quite girly. I don't want that.
Is it a double?
Yes.
Did you? But it doesn't sound like you're that fussed about losing it anyway.
No, well, it brings back too many memories.
Yeah, she can have that.
Give it away.
Yeah, okay. Well, some clothes.
What clothes?
Sleep shorts, high heels, one pair.
Do you want to keep them?
You are tempted, aren't you?
Do you reckon we can have one each?
That's really weird.
No, you can't. No, these kind of things, you can't do that.
Okay. Right, shall I keep on rummaging? There's a lot here, to be honest.
What else have you got?
Framed pictures.
Frame pictures of?
One of us two in Blackpool. And then there's just one. There's one of a rabbit with big ears.
Okay.
Why
did you get that framed?
I think it's the one which came in the frame when you buy a frame.
Oh, I love that, when you just can't be bothered to change them, so it's just like someone else's family.
Yeah, perhaps it's quite nice to have the memory of us two together in Blackpool. So perhaps you can have the one with the rabbit.
Yeah.
I'm not keen on keeping photos up of exes.
It's a bit weird. Do you know what, though, Hernandez? If you bring a girl back now... and you've got a picture of the ex, it's not a strong look. I told you this.
We've all been in that situation where we've had to put the photos down.
I'm okay.
Just me then.
Well, she can have that back, and I'll have the frame with the rabbit. I can always put it on eBay or somewhere. There's a small spider plant.
You won't look after it. Give it to her.
Okay, good idea. New freebie box.
New freebie box.
Keep it.
Yeah, have that.
Definitely keep that. Yeah, that's keep not that. One to give away.
Toothbrush.
Her toothbrush. Oh, that, yeah.
It's not an electric one. It's just one of those handheld jobbies.
That's fine, then. Yeah. You've got the... Oh, Scott, what are you saying? Why would he keep the toothbrush? It's her
no,
toothbrush.
No, don't keep that. But also, she can easily buy another one.
They can be quite good for just going around the edge of the bath taps, just to give them a little...
Yeah, no, you can put them down the loo.
Can I just point out, as your friend, you didn't do this when you were with her?
No.
Okay, we'll put it in the bag for now, I think.
Okay, right. Let me just... A little more, right? In fact, just get all the stuff on the floor, right?
Okay, what else?
Okay. Right, a signed football that she gave me for my birthday.
Why would you give that away?
It's pretty good, actually. It's got all the Brentford players. Logan.
Who?
Forshaw, Donaldson.
Brentford.
Right. Okay.
It was my birthday a few weeks ago.
Let's not give too many details about yourself, eh, Hernandez? Brentford fan, birthday not...
are there many of those? All right. Anything else?
There's a Twister mat. That's in the box.
Right. Anything else?
One, two, three, four candles.
Are they scented or not?
Scented.
Yeah, scent.
I don't know what scent, but they're red.
Right, yeah, send them.
Okay. Jumper pants.
Pardon?
Pants.
Pants?
Pants?
Yeah, pants? Lingerie.
Oh, her pants.
Lacy stuff.
How many?
Five pairs of
Why
lacy
would you
pants.
Want to keep those?
Well, should I give her three of those?
Well, no, don't keep any back.
All of them.
Weirdo.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, I think with stuff like that,
all the
she
pants.
Would expect it back.
Yeah.
Okay, those go back in the bag then.
All of them.
There is something else, but I'm not sure if I can say it on air.
Oh, okay. Is this something that maybe you should say to Scott off air? Do you mean it's not suitable for the radio?
No, it's more suitable for the bedroom.
Okay, is it personal?
Well, yeah, it's used by both of us.
Right, why don't you tell me off air? Because we're on air now.
Okay. So right, are you going to tone me down?
No, yeah. wait there. What is it?
Okay. No, you can't.
You can't, definitely can't say that.
Don't.
don't. Do you send that back?
I didn't think he'd say this on the radio, but it is. It was the one that I was most interested in the pub last week. Should you send or not?
Yeah, my hunch is to send it.
Can't put that in the
put
bag.
It in the bag.
if you put that in the bag, when you meet her, and it's a really serious, solemn moment where you meet her and give her a hug, and it's a bit upsetting.
In a neutral environment.
She cannot look in the bag and see that.
You need to say to her, whatever you do, here's all your stuff, but don't look in the bag.
Oh dear!
Oh, Hernandez.
That'll go in the bag as well, then.
Yeah, I think it should.
I don't think it should, but
no, it should. It's hers.
Okay. I think that's a lot.
So, Hernandez, have we helped at all?
It's been really useful, actually. Thank you very much.
I've written it down. Actually, do you want me to kind of run through what you should put in the bag?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, here we go.
Amazing.
Some DVDs. Some cutlery, but not all. A duvet cover. Some of her spare clothes. A pink towel. Framed pictures, but not all of them. You keep the rabbit. Small spider plant. Her toothbrush. Some candles, scented. Some pants.
All of them.
All of her pants. And the thing that we can't mention on the radio. Okay?
Sounds good. Thanks very much.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks. Thanks, Hernandez. Really good to speak to you.
Lovely to speak to you, too.
Okay, love you. Bye. Guys.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it's Even More Music Month on Radio 1. And he's back to celebrate. It's Sir Dossa.
Right. You love this, don't you? You're so excited. In case people don't know, Sir Dossa is my mate.
Yeah.
He featured quite a lot in 24 Years at the Tap End because, well, he's full of stories. I mean, one of them being he physically can't mount a Lilo.
Yeah.
He's just got these quirky ways.
Is he the one also that, like when you go on holiday, he won't lie in a sunbed because he calls it selling out?
Oh, yeah. He thinks, hates the sun. Like when the weather's been nice lately, he'll just be there going, roll on winter, hates it.
Loves Sir Dossa. So he, obviously his name's Ollie, but this is his kind of rap name.
Sir Dossa,
yeah. His artist name. He's been on a bit of a hiatus for a while.
He has, you'd call it a creative break, because Bish Bash Bosh was really well received.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague, washing some banter with your beer, not Fanta.
Oh, I haven't played this for ages.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Banter, beer,
of course, about the trip to Prague with the lads, yeah. Where they drink beer, not Fanta.
All his songs are about, you know, me and my friends, and it's quite sweet. And he's, you know, since you got him loads of attention about Bish Bash Bosh, yeah. He's been really keen to find that next. And there have been a couple. Do you remember there was Hanging in the Morning?
Yeah.
There was,
not as keen on it.
He did a few and they just didn't really work out as well. But he's back and he's really confident about this one.
Do you remember when, I think it was Bish Bash Bosh got reviewed by the NME?
Yeah, it was a bizarre time.
That happened.
But
okay,
look,
I'm actually confident about this one.
Okay, so he's come back. He said, Chris, please give this to Scott. I've given this to Scott. I cannot believe this is about to be played on Radio 1.
Okay.
But I'm so proud of him.
And, well, aren't we all? And this features Frank Sinatra.
It's a huge collaboration, I'm not going to lie.
I don't think it's a collaboration. I don't think Frank would have agreed to it,
no.
If he had been here. But it's a sample.
Features.
Yeah, and it's called Lads Holiday.
Yes.
About a holiday featuring lads. Do you want to hear it, listeners? Okay, then.
On a lads holiday, lads holiday, lads holiday.
If you can use some exotic booze.
We're on a lads holiday, lads holiday. Lads holiday, lads holiday. It's a lads holiday, lads holiday. Lads holiday, lads holiday.
It's got it, it's catchy.
That's it, and that's the chorus to it.
And also, I mean, a lot of people would have already been on their lads holiday this year, but there'll be some people that are still going, like end of season.
Mm.
This could be your signature tune.
These are the days that one day we'll all miss. When we've grown up, we've got a house and kids, reminisce. About the lads getting large, Malia, Magafala, Racky and Rod. 18 to 30, strips looking dirty. Drink the bar dry, because we're lads and we're thirsty.
Oh.
Gets a load of places in there, Magga, Falaraki, all in there.
Lads holiday, lads.
It's good, I know, it gets in your head.
Yeah, we're beating up the dance floor, passport, check wallet and a boarding pass. Time to hit the bars, plenty of drinks and plenty of laughs.
Come fly with me.
I love the Frank Sinatra sample.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so there are no DJ big things this month. It's even more music month. So we're doing a track of the day. Yesterday it was Eminem. Today it's the new track by John Newman. Him off of No, I Said It's True, I Can Feel the Love, and Love Me Again. New track is called Cheating. It's really good. Every show is playing it today. It's your track of the day. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Edinburgh.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm just sitting in the office doing some work.
Is it hot?
Is it hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite hot.
Oh, yeah. We're having a heat wave at Radio 1 today.
Really?
Yeah, I've got the legs out again.
Really?
How much do you know about John Newman?
Not a lot, but I don't know. I have a good memory.
Oh, you do have a good memory. That's kind of what this is about, really.
Yeah, you don't need to have the best John Newman knowledge, luckily.
Okay, good.
I'm just trying to drum information into your head about John Newman and the track Cheating, because it's our track of the day. I'm going to give you 15 facts, okay?
Yeah.
And then we will hear how you do at remembering them against Stupid Street. Here's today's person you're up against.
What's your name?
Joanna Spindler.
Joanna, do you know anything about John Newman?
I've heard of him.
But when I say the name John Newman, what springs to mind?
I'm not sure. Ask me another question.
Okay, so that is that's Joanna there.
Okay.
And she doesn't know a lot about John Newman. You think you know more?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, let's find out. Okay, I'm going to give you 15 facts about John Newman starting now, then you tell them back to me as much as you can. John Newman is from North Yorkshire. He started writing music age 14. His new track, Cheating, is out on October the 6th. It's the follow-up to Love Me Again. He is on tour in October and November. His birthday is June the 16th. He is 22. He sung on Rudimental's Feel the Love. His debut album will be called John Newman. He is good at charming the older woman.
That's not a fact.
It is. If he wasn't making music, he would be fixing cars. He got stuck at the airport on his way to the big weekend earlier this summer. He enjoys designing his own clothes. He loved touring with Ed Sheeran. He performed on the X Factor Australia on Monday. Those are your John Newman facts. 30 seconds to tell me back. Go!
Okay, he's from North Yorkshire. He started writing music when he was 14. He's 22. His birthday is June 16th. He's touring in October, November. His follow-up is called Love Me Again. He likes touring with Ed Sheeran. He performed on the X Factor Australia on Monday. He got stuck at the airport. He likes charming older women. He would be fixing cars if he didn't write music. His singles are on October 6th.
That's it.
You're good.
Oh, my word. What a memory.
That's kind of weird.
I have a really good memory.
You really do. Right, here's how Joanna did, but can you beat Stupid Street?
Okay, right. He's 22 years old, started writing music age 14. He loved touring with Ed Sheeran. He's from Yorkshire. If he wasn't making his own music, he would be working in car mechanic work. And he's very good at seducing old ladies. I'm not sure why. My mum loves him. He does a lot of swing music, which is really good. He's got lots of tattoos.
What?
That's all I can remember.
My mum loves him?
No, I didn't mention that Joanna's mum loved him at all. Or I don't think tattoos were in there as well. So, on Stupid Street, Joanna got 6 John Newman facts. Lucy, you got... Oh, I'm repeating myself. Yep. You got 12! Yes!
Yay.
You beat Super Street, and this is the new John Newman track. It's called Cheating. It's track of the day. Love you, bye!
Bye!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, I'm playing Real or No Real today, even though Hugh Stevens is here now, and he could have easily played. Did no one ask you?
Awkward.
Oh, that's really awkward. Okay, so it's all about me today.
How's this going to work? So me and you play, and he watches on.
Yeah. Do you want to play, Hugh?
Just
go on.
Play.
Go on, Hugh. Come on. No, don't be like that now.
Yeah, well, if you want
me to.
No, I'd love you to. Can you know we love you.
Maybe my phone... No, my phone is actually on. I thought maybe that was the problem. Don't... Full signal. Full battery.
Yeah, I think we did try and call you. But, anyway, make yourself at home.
I was under a tunnel.
And...
Am I playing real or no real?
Is that right?
Okay, cool.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
What, now?
Yeah, now.
All right,
it's actually happening. We're on the radio. Don't swear.
Okay.
Okay, so, real or no real? What about this lot? 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get right.
Before becoming a chart-topping superstar, Rihanna was an army cadet with the Barbadian military. Chantel was her drill sergeant.
No way. So are we saying... No, I remember Chantel. That was... It's who?
Chantel off of... Tell them all I know now. Shout it from the roof. Chantel off of James Arthur. Ride it on
the sky. Remember that?
Come on, Hugh. Chantel.
Not Chantel Horton from...
No, Chantel off of Impossible.
No, the one that James Arthur...
Okay. She was drill sergeant to Rihanna.
I'm really confused. I'm not so mentally prepared for this.
Are we saying that was a real-life military situation? Or
yes.
Or is this a video?
Rihanna was an army cadet with the Barbados military. Chantel was her drill sergeant. Impossible.
So is Chantel from Barbados?
Yes.
So this is totally plausible and possible.
That Rihanna and Chantel were in the military?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't see why that's a problem. She looks great in camouflage gear as well. I saw that film with her in. Oof, good morning.
Chantel was the drill sergeant. Go on then. Let's have it. Let's say real.
I'm saying no real.
Ah!
That one is real.
That is actually real. That's a brilliant one for the pub. Also, here's a little fact for you, a bit of insider knowledge. Did you know if Cher Lloyd would have won X Factor that year, that was going to be her winning song?
Oh, really?
And then it went to James Arthur, didn't it, a couple of years later?
Impossible.
Yeah.
What was Cher Lloyd's song in the end?
She didn't win.
No, but she had like a single.
Swagger Jagger.
Swagger Jagger, yes.
Now really famous in America.
Yeah.
Huge.
Next.
As a child, Justin Bieber would only wear tap shoes and would tap dance to school every day.
You can kind of imagine it.
So, you made me watch the Justin Bieber movie.
I didn't make you. You're your own man. You can do what you want.
No, because I wasn't sure about it. And you were like, look, you'll be inspired. Let's sit down. We'll watch it. We watched it. Couple of beers. Watched it. I'm a bit ashamed of that.
Don't butcher up with the beers. There were no beers. We had gin and tonics.
Was he loving it?
We watched it.
And then we watched...
Oh, I shouldn't have said this. I just thought...
Bridesmaids. yes, and what did you think of the film Never Say Never?
It was your evening. It was your idea.
Certainly was. It was very up my street. What a great film, though. Seen it here?
Oh, the Bieber film?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's good.
What's it about?
Never Give Up or
it's
something.
Him. Is it like Never Say Never?
Is it the One Direction film? Is it loads of concert footage?
Yeah.
And just Bieber screaming. What's it called?
Never Say Never.
And his journey from, but I don't, you see, I don't, that's what I was trying to think. Was that in the movie where he was doing all the tap dancing to?
I remember him playing the drums, being very young.
Mm.
It's good, Hugh. You honestly, I know it's not your thing, but you would like it.
Can you lend it to me on DVD?
Would you watch it? I got two, actually.
Would you honestly watch it?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Amazing.
Real or no real?
Justin
Bieber, tap shoes.
I'm saying real.
Okay, I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
What about this, though?
Beyoncé has made big money endorsing perfumes in the past, but she's actually allergic to perfume.
What? I believe this, because I believe that a lot of pop stars, when they do these perfumes and that, they don't really have much to do with the creative process of the
What do you mean?
Or wear them.
What do you mean that Davina McCall's not actually on the phone to her mum?
I don't think so.
Or in the hair one.
Haven't One Direction got a fragrance as well? I don't. It's all that kind of... But I don't truly believe that they're there.
I think they must. No, I think they have to have a sniff to approve it.
Yeah, they go.
That's fine.
Because Katy Perry's got one, and it's really confusing because Roar's on the radio and is brilliant, and then the ads on telly are getting more confused. And stick to one of them. Can you be allergic to all perfume though?
I don't know.
Or is it just one of them? Or like a certain amount of them?
Oh, has anyone else seen that Crisp advert that she's in? Why is she in that?
Well, that was Katy Perry.
Yeah, that was a random one.
Really random. Yeah. Anyway, Beyonce got perfumes, allergic to them. Real or no real?
No real.
No real.
That one is real.
No, you can't stand them. She can't. at Terrible Hives. And next,
Louis Walsh has tiny size 4 feet. He has to stuff his shoes with chicken fillets to pad them out for the X Factor shows.
He does strike me as someone with small feet.
I liked it.
He's got to be the luckiest man in the world, isn't he, Louis Walsh?
Why?
Well, I'd still be on X Factor.
Managing Bewitched, I'd say.
Joey, still be there.
What are you saying then, Hugh? Real or no real?
Real.
I'm saying no real.
Saying no real to the chicken fillet feet.
That one is no real.
And at the end of that round, Hugh, of real or no real?
You had a mare, mate. You scored nothing. Yeah. I scored 30.
Oh, I wasn't mentally prepared.
So that was all of Wednesday's show. Join us for the best bits on this podcast tomorrow or listen live between 1 and 4. We've got YouTuber Thatcher Joe. Joe Sugg getting wet on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.